saying and feeling and believing and doing we think we need. Because way back when somewhere, we created a coping mechanism to something, someone, something, some situation, some person, some feeling. We created a coping mechanism, which could have been anything. We could have grappled at it. We learn it from a parent or someone around us, or we see it on the TV, or we found it. And when we chose to have it and we used it, and pretty much all coping mechanisms will work because they're a big distraction. So what happens is I feel a certain way, or I'm scared of something, or I don't want something, or I need something, whatever that emotional trigger is. I have my, whatever my coping mechanism is, and I use that. And then what happens is I'm focused on the coping mechanism. So I drop whatever I'm thinking, feeling, fearing over here. I go over here to focus on my coping mechanism, which could be anything. I mean, actually, I love the people that go to the gym. I've always wanted that coping mechanism because that's probably the best one you can have, unless it messes your joints up because you're doing it three times a day, like one of my friends did. So over here now, I'm in my coping mechanism and I'm having my nice safe time because I know exactly what's going to happen. Even if the end result isn't good, even if the end result is a hangover or a food coma or being skint because you spent, I don't know, £200 in Dorothy Perkins or wherever you shop. So whatever that is, it's safe and known to us. And these are running and ruining our life, our chances, our prospects, our processes, our achievements, our joy,